liquidity pools, dual token systems, Goblins protocol. We're diving into all of it today, trying to really get a handle on how it all works and how it's different from everything else out there.
It's definitely different. And, you know, what I think is so interesting about Goblins is that it's not just about, you know, throwing your tokens into a pool and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
You actually get a lot more control with Goblins.
Okay, so we've got this Goblins Cash article, right? And they break down this whole single-sided versus dual-sided liquidity thing, and they're saying that's what makes Goblins unique. So help me understand this. What's the difference between needing one token or two to provide liquidity?
It all comes down to price ranges. It's like, imagine, you know, a line representing the price of a token pair. With Goblins, you get to choose where on that line, what section of the price you want to provide that liquidity. Most other platforms basically say, okay, you have to be right here at the current price. But Goblin says, nope, you can choose above, below, wherever you want.
So I wouldn't always need both tokens to get involved.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
Let's say you're really bullish on a certain token. With Goblins, you could set a price range that's completely above what the market price is right now. So you'd only need to put in the token that people are going to be selling if the price goes up, the token you believe in. And if you're right and that price jumps, you start earning those fees as people use your tokens to buy in.
So it's like you're placing a bet on the market, but instead of just winning or losing, you could be earning along the way. Is that basically what single-sided liquidity is all about? Just needing that one token because you've got a hunch about where the price is going?
Yeah, you could say that. It's like you're focusing your liquidity in a really specific way. Like, let's say you're bearish on a token. You think the price is going to drop. You could set your range entirely below the current price. You only need the token that people will be buying as the price drops. So it's kind of like you're buying the dip, but getting rewarded for it.
Okay, I think I'm starting to wrap my head around this, but can we try it with an actual example?
Sure, let's use the example from the article, BCH and USDT. With the price of BCH sitting at, let's say, $1,500.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got BCH trading at $1,500, right? Now, let's say you're feeling good about BCH. You think it's going to break past $1,600. You could set up your price range on Goblins between, let's say, $1,600 and $1,700. Mm-hmm. That's entirely above where the price is sitting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're basically saying, I'm providing liquidity for when the price goes up. You only need to put in your USDT.
Okay, so if BCH rallies like I think it will, my USDT gets used to buy up that BCH and I start earning fees, right?
You got it.
But what if I'm not so sure which way the price is going to go? Like maybe I think BCH could go up or down. What should I do then?
Well, that's where we get into dual-sided liquidity, kind of the more, you know, traditional way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So you think the price might swing up or down, right? You'd want to set a range that includes that current $1,500 price. Let's say you go for a range from $1,400 to $1,600. Now, because your range covers prices both higher and lower than the current price, you need to put in both BCH and USDT.
I see. I'm covering both sides of the current price, so that's why it's called dual-sided, right? Wow, Goblins is really giving me options here. So if I'm hearing you right, I can be super precise with single-sided liquidity, or I can play it a bit safer with dual-sided. This is amazing. Is there anything else the Goblins Cash article said about choosing price ranges that we need to keep in mind?
Yeah, for sure. And that's where, you know, your market knowledge really comes into play. You want to be smart about where you put your liquidity, right? Now, one thing the article mentioned was that if you choose a really tight range, especially one that's close to the current price, you might be able to earn higher fees.
Now, why would that be? Why would a tighter range equal possibly more profit?
Well, think of it like this. The narrower your range is, the more likely it is that trades are actually going to happen in that little zone using your liquidity and earning you those fees. If you're really good at predicting where the price is going to be and you get that range just right, you're in a prime position to make some money off those price movements.
That makes a lot of sense. But I have to imagine there's a trade-off here. Higher potential reward, but also higher risk.
You're absolutely right. With a tight range, you really got to be paying attention. It needs active management. Because if the price starts trending outside of that range you so carefully set up, well, your liquidity is just sitting there and not doing anything. You might need to change your range pretty often to keep up with the market.
So more active management is needed. Got it. You mentioned higher risk too, though. Is this where we need to talk about impermanent loss?
Exactly. So remember, we talked about impermanent loss before, and this is something you're always facing when you're doing dual-sided liquidity providing. Narrow ranges can make that risk even bigger. Now, impermanent loss is a whole other can of worms, but basically it's the potential that you could lose money if the prices of the assets you put in start moving in opposite directions. So if you're being really hands-on with a narrow range and suddenly the market does something unexpected, you could end up losing out.
Okay, so we've got active management, potential for high rewards, but we've got to be aware of impermanent loss as well. What about the opposite? What if I'm not trying to be glued to the charts all day, every day? What does a wider price range get me?
Think of wider ranges as like the set it and forget it method of liquidity providing. You don't have to spend as much time on it, less stress maybe, but you're probably going to earn fewer fees as well.
I see. So with a wider range, my liquidity is spread out, so the chances of a trade happening within that range are lower.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's all about finding what works for you, right? Do you want to be making constant adjustments, trying to maximize your gains, or are you more interested in a passive long-term approach? Goblins gives you the flexibility to choose what's best for you.
I really like that. It seems like Goblins is all about customization, letting me choose my own strategy. I can be risk-averse or I can be a bit bolder depending on my own goals. That's really cool. Yeah, it's almost like Goblins is saying, hey, we trust you to make the best decisions for yourself, which is not something you see every day in DeFi, right?
Definitely not. It's refreshing, honestly. They're not trying to fit everyone into the same box. You can be a high-frequency trader or you can just dip your toes in. It's up to you.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because one thing that really stood out to me in this Goblins Cash article is how much they talk about community and the tools and resources available to, like, actually learn this stuff. It's not just about the tech.
Oh, absolutely. They really emphasize that, don't they? And I think that's so important, especially with DeFi, which, let's be honest, can be a bit intimidating for newcomers. It's great that Goblins seems to be building that sense of community where people can connect, share strategies, you know, help each other out.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot lately. A strong community can make all the difference in DeFi.
For sure. And beyond that, Goblins is very open about its security measures, too. The article talked about their audits, their infrastructure, all that technical stuff that gives you peace of mind when you're trusting a platform with your money, you know?
Yeah.
Right, security is huge. So if we could just kind of zoom out for a second, what's the one big thing you hope our listeners take away from this deep dive?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway here is that Goblins protocol is doing things differently. It's not just another automated market maker. They're giving users real control, real flexibility to like actually tailor their strategy, manage their risk, and potentially earn rewards. Whether you're, you know, a DeFi expert or just starting out, I think there's something here for everyone.
I totally agree. It's all about taking charge of your DeFi experience. Choosing what's right for you.
Exactly. So I guess the question is, what kind of liquidity provider are you? What are you hoping to achieve? What level of risk are you comfortable with? Goblins has given you the tools. Now it's up to you to put them to work.
That's a great point to end on. It's been awesome digging into Goblins protocol with you today. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty fired up to jump in and play around with some of these strategies myself.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's definitely been eye-opening. Goblins is doing some really interesting things. That's for sure.
For sure. All right. Well, to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Goblins protocol. Keep exploring, keep learning, and happy diving, everyone.